You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 224, an anniversary special. Greetings, family, and thank you for joining me today. This is going to be a very, very special episode. I have something to share with you that Spirit wants you to hear. This month of September marks the sixth anniversary for this podcast. And I wanted to take the time to bring you something very special today. I am so grateful to Spirit for guiding me down this path and for bringing us together from around the world. I want to thank all of you for listening, for sharing, and for putting these messages into action in your life. It can't help you if you don't apply what you learn, but if you do apply it, then it will transform your life. I guarantee you that. I want to thank everyone who shares our shows with family and friends, and for those of you who actually take the time to leave a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, as it's called now. I'm so grateful for you all, and of course, if you leave a review for us anywhere, we are grateful for you doing so. Thank you. For those of you who have also left reviews on Amazon for my book, Doors of Light, it really does show me how much you appreciate me and my work. And I recently went onto Amazon and Apple Podcasts and looked at some of the latest reviews. They might even be a couple years old, but I haven't looked there in a very long time. But Spirit sent me there, and I really needed to see that because there were some very heartfelt testimonies and reviews, and I really, really thank those of you who left those reviews for me and the testimonies. They had me in tears. So bless your heart for doing that, taking the time, and for showing me how much you appreciate my work and what it has done for you in your life. It's very precious to me. I love you all, and I really needed to hear that from you. So thank you for sharing your story with me. Now I'm going to share part of a very special regression with you today. Now, some of you know that I am a quantum healing hypnosis practitioner with Dolores Cannon, and these regressions have been amazing, especially of late. And this one was from last year. This is my dear sister, my dear friend, Marilyn Sadler, and she was my first guest on Awaken the Goddess. So last year in the summer of 2020, I went to visit Marilyn in Kentucky. She relocated there after returning home from her world travels that we spoke about in her interview on Awaken the Goddess. Now, we do try to talk as much as possible by phone, but it is a very special time when we get to spend time together in person. So with all the madness that was going on last summer, I needed to get away, and I went to see Marilyn. This trip was extremely special because Spirit did something that really was unbelievable. They manifested a highway for me, literally. I drove on a highway that I never saw before and I haven't seen since. So let me explain this a little bit more. Now, for those of you who have listened to all of my episodes or most of them, you know that many strange things have happened to me. Some may call it the Mandela effect, but I believe that we are jumping dimensions and that these are timeline shifts. And we are shifting reality. And this is the reason for these phenomena. When I went to Egypt in December of 2019, the Red Pyramid of Dahshur, along with the entire landscape around it, completely shifted. And that was absolutely unbelievable for me. So these changes that happened at the Pyramid of Dahshur was only noticed by myself and one of the Egyptian guides. And we were in a group of over 80 people, but we were the only ones that saw it. Now, I thought that that was the most incredible thing that could happen to me, but more has followed since. When I was on my way to Marilyn's house for my visit, I was driving from Cleveland to Kentucky, and so I was taking 71 South to 75 South, which everyone knows you have to go through downtown Cincinnati to get to 75 South. Well, this particular day, an exit for 75 South appeared about 20 miles outside of downtown Cincinnati. Even the exit for 275 South was completely different that day because they were side by side. I could go to the right to get to 75 South, or I could go straight to get to 275 South. And it was very confusing to me because you would get on 275 South in order to get to 75 South. So that is what was so confusing, because they were sitting right next to each other. But I just thought for some reason maybe they created another road because downtown Cincinnati had been under construction for so long. And this was just a quicker way to get to 75 South. So I just took 75 South and I continued on my way. But immediately it began to feel very strange to me. I never saw downtown Cincinnati, which should have been right around the corner, because I was just a few miles outside of downtown. And as I continued to drive along this highway, I passed through some beautiful rolling hills filled with lush green trees. I even felt like I was in another dimension. It was just a very strange feeling. Most of the highway branched over a small town below. It looked like a town that was early 1900s with no skyscrapers, and the tallest building was a church steeple peeking through the top of the trees. I started freaking out a bit at this point, and I made a few phone calls letting everyone know what I was experiencing, because it felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. And I knew that if I never went through downtown Cincinnati and ended up crossing the bridge into Kentucky, then that would be a very obvious sign that I was definitely in another dimension. And that is exactly what happened. I never saw downtown Cincinnati, except in my rearview mirror off to the left. As I was crossing the bridge, entering Kentucky, I could see downtown Cincinnati far in the distance. I completely missed the bottleneck traffic jam that could be seen from a distance. I was in shock and completely befuddled for the rest of my trip. I couldn't wait to let Marilyn's family know all about what happened to me, what I experienced on my way down there. And no one had an explanation for it. But I knew that Spirit was showing me something. I knew that Spirit was showing me how fluid reality really is, just like at the Pyramid of Dahshur. And now I'm going to share a portion of Marilyn's quantum healing hypnosis session with you, with her permission. We had already planned to do this session before I got there, but we had no idea what was going to happen. As we began the regression, Marilyn settled into her bed and fell deep into a trance state. It took her a little while to get there, but finally she was able to relax and let go, and that allowed her to go very deep into her regression. And at that point, I was aware that she was deep enough to travel through time and space, and that we should be able to reach her higher self without any issues. And that's exactly what happened. Marilyn said that it felt like she was standing to the side and just listening to the conversation that I was having with her higher self. And many people say the same thing. It's a strange feeling to hear someone talking through you when you're in this state. But there was something different about Marilyn's higher self, because they began to speak to me about my life, which had never happened up to that point. It was like what Dolores Cannon writes about in her books, The Convoluted Universe. Marilyn's higher self was telling me about my life and about my lightworkers. And I was completely in shock when this conversation started. It ended up being a very phenomenal session, and we both got so much out of it. Now, the reason why I'm sharing this with you at this time is because you also need to hear some of this. You need to know that reality is not fixed or unchangeable. It's fluid and fluctuating with every thought that you have. This is why you have to be very careful what you're thinking about. And Spirit has shown me this over and over again. And that's why I know that we can and are changing this reality, that we can transform this world. But we have to be doing the work. We have to be doing the work within ourselves in order to change our own reality and then the world around us. I included many of the questions about the topics that I just spoke to you about to Marilyn's higher self. The recording starts with me asking a question about the Pyramid of Dahshure and why did it move for me. Then I asked about something that Spirit told me, that my podcast is being listened to by people on other planets, which I thought was very interesting. Spirit said that to me. Then we talk about Marilyn enjoying being in a trance state and realizing that she really is not making this experience up. Then we go on to the lightworkers and the fact that Spirit told me to start having webinars and guests on the video platform. And then they make mention of running off some troublemaking belly dancers that were creating problems for me back in 2019 when I hosted our very first belly dance conference. My angels really helped with that. So the conference ended up being a really great success, and I thought that it was very interesting and cute for them to mention that. But then finally, they talk about why they manifested the highway for me, and this message is one that you need to hear as well. It's time for us to understand and understand reality for what it really is. It's time for us to grow. It's time for us to fly, to free ourselves, to remove the chains of ignorance that have kept us in such a stagnant state. We must take our lives back. And Spirit wants for you to hear this regression to assist you in that realization. Spirit has told me to teach, and that is exactly what I'm going to keep doing. So we have started the webinars and we have many wonderful guests lined up for you. We just had a class on the healing power of pyramids, and that is now available on our website. All of our webinars are free at this time, but you have to be on our email list to get an invitation to join the live webinar. This way you can ask questions and be a part of the live audience. I want to encourage you to be sure to check out our website and sign up for our email list if you're interested in being in the live audience for our webinars. Go to awakenthehealing.com or doorsoflight.com to find out what is coming up next. All of our webinars will be available as a recording on our website at a later time. And eventually, I will get them here on this platform so that you can hear them as a podcast in part or entirety. I want to thank Marilyn Sadler once again for being such a wonderful soul and for allowing me to share part of her regression with you. And my deepest thanks to all of you who are holding the light for this world. Keep shining your light. Keep growing in the light. Many blessings for a bright and abundant future to all of you. And now here is the regression with Marilyn. Enjoy.
Why did that pyramid move for me? Why did all that stuff happen in Egypt like that?
It's a powerful place. It's a mystical, magical place. It's a place that you've come from. You've had lives there, more than one. And it was helping to take you back to the mystical and the magic of that place and to remind you. And it had to be bigger than life and demonstration. It had to be in a way that was somewhat unbelievable, but within the realm of believability. And what a perfect moment, what a perfect time. And there was a reason why you went back there alone. And it was for that.
So I wouldn't have any distractions.
Right. Because people are distractions. Whether they're good or bad, they are distractions. And there's nothing like being alone, where you know no one, and you're this free entity. And you didn't have to filter it through anyone else's eyes, or explain it, or talk about it. It was all internal, which is what they wanted. And it did make a difference, didn't it?
A big difference.
Yes. It aroused.
I don't believe in the magic, no. I mean, I did, but I mean, that after that, is, I have no question that we can change reality.
And that's what they wanted you to see.
I'm so grateful for you.
Do you think that that was perhaps why you went to Egypt to begin with, for that moment in time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We are so grateful to you to listen and to use Marilyn as a vehicle to show her how powerful her voice is too. Because I am Marilyn.
Yes.
But I am the divine, as she is, as you are, as your higher self is. Right here by me. But we are so happy to be here, and we thank you for all you've done for her, for all you've done for so many now throughout the planet and beyond.
Is it true that people off the planet are listening to the podcast?
Yes, without a doubt. Without a doubt. That's why we said that. Yes. Far reaches of the galaxies. Of course.
Are we going to bring this planet to a higher vibration and bring this beautiful Earth in our work that we're doing here? Are we going to be able to remove so much of this darkness that we can take this planet back?
Without a doubt. And you're growing stronger every day. In ways you don't even know yet, you can't see. And it's not that it's purposely hidden from you, it's just the way it is. You're human, you can't take in the enormity of what you're doing. You just have to know and trust and keep doing what you're doing. All those points of light are connecting and filling in the spaces with light. And you will know more and more as time goes on. You will have more and more confirmation. You will have more and more people reaching out to you. And not just from this planet, for this light is needed elsewhere, beyond this planet as well, as you know. You're connecting dots out there as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you the work that Spirit told me to do, put the pyramids around the planets and all the planets that we know of, I should say.
Yes.
And then the Merkaba, activate the Merkaba of the sun.
Yes.
This is helping our galaxy.
Yes, the bigger you think, the bigger your effects are. That sounds so far-fetched, but it's thinking big, and that's what you have to do. And you know how powerful the mind is. So the bigger you think, the bigger the effects are. So don't ever stop short of that when you know you have that potential.
Am I opening portals? Is that what I'm doing when I'm doing this?
Yes. Yes.
It seems to come so easy.
It is. Like all of this, it gets easier and easier, just like the internal light meditation is for many. She's enjoying this.
Is she?
Yes, it's giving her more power.
Wonderful.
It's helping her listen.
Well,
she had this inside of her and didn't realize. She's enjoying the fact that her voice is different too.
Yes, I know.
It's deeper.
Yes.
We had to make it different.
Thank you.
So she would know.
Thank you. She did think she was making things up.
She did.
I do. I have so many questions. I'm trying to think.
That's all right.
Go. But I want to ask a question about the light workers, the things that I'm doing with them, with the webinars and stuff. Should I be having guests and bringing guests on for the general?
It's a very good idea. It's an excellent idea, but it's important who you choose.
Yes.
But right. You're good at that. And if you make mistakes, you learn from it. But you will make few mistakes. And we will help you out like we always do.
Thank you.
We got rid of those belly dancers for you.
Thank you.
Yes. And we will continue to have your back.
Thank you.
So it's the same with in this case. It's a brilliant idea. And you can give us credit for some of that.
Good, I do. I do. I love you all. You are my dream team.
And we love you.
Yes. I'm so excited.
You are one powerful human being.
Praise God.
Your light shines throughout the world.
Praise God.
And it's growing brighter.
I do have a question for you about the 75 South. Where did that come from? Am I making things up or?
No. We wanted you to avoid the traffic. And we also wanted to spice it up a bit for you.
And the 444444 billboard was that you got?
And what does 4 conjure up?
That's all the angels.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Thank you.
They enjoyed that.
I...
They were messing with you.
I know. I'm like, what is going on here? It was beautiful, but I mean, it really threw me for a loop.
Well, that's what they were hoping it would do.
I love them for that. It was a beautiful path. And
yes, you avoided all that traffic.
Yes.
Which there is a lot of now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was just saying, oh goodness, I'm going to be right in the middle of rush hour traffic. And then I saw 75 pop up.
Yeah, we kicked in right after that.
Yeah. I love y'all. Thank you so much for being with me and all of these wonderful people that are coming into my life through the light work, through the podcast.
Just the tip of the iceberg.
Thank you.
Get ready for a wild ride.
It's exciting.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes. You can feel this energy coming from all over the world, too. That's why there's nothing to fear.
Yeah.
This is a time to celebrate. And in many ways, it's already done.
Yeah. Yes, it's exciting.
Yes.
And I thank you all for removing that dread and negative energy that I was feeling, not knowing what was next. And once that was removed, then yes. I knew it was time to teach.
Yes. You lose your power, as you know.
Yeah.
When you have fear and worry.
Yeah.
We did not want that.
Thank you so much. I feel so much stronger, and I just feel like all that is left is like a shadow, an illusion. But it's fading away. It's not real.
No. It isn't. And you know that.
Yeah.
A lot of times you have to be reminded of what you already know.
Right.
But that's what we're here for. And the people around you. Sometimes they see what you don't see.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.